96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. New music from Leighton Green, Leave Them Alone.
We've been coming to you from our home, social distancing, and we've been telling you about why we need to do it, but we want to talk to our expert right now. She joined us last week, and we love her so much.
Dr. Ayla Stanford, so popular last week, we had to get her back on.
I appreciate that, Mark. Appreciate that.
And you also just made us feel like it's going to be all right. So a lot has changed, Doc, since the last time we talked.
Dude, has it? I mean, so much has changed. And I just really hope folks are seeing the gravity and severity of what is happening in our nation right now. No one wants to be locked up. No one wants their freedom taken away from them. But this is life-saving. It's life-saving, you know? The other things, you know, having the test, having a vaccine, having the anti-COVID-19 drug, it's not here. So all we have right now, and we have for each other to keep one another safe, is to stay home. Stay home. It's not going to the gym. It's not going to see the cherry blossom. It's not picking up a basketball game. It's not going to get a water ice. Like, this is real right now, you know?
So, Dr. Stanford, are we seeing any sort of dent in the numbers, or do we expect those numbers just to go up while we all social distance, because now people are getting the test?
The numbers are going to go up until they don't, and that's the reality of the situation, because there are so many people out there who we're telling to stay home now. So even if you have symptoms, we're telling you, unless you're sick enough to be in the hospital, don't come to the hospital, okay? The only people right now we're recommending get tested are people who are in the hospital, healthcare workers who are showing symptoms, and elderly who are in senior citizen or assisted living with multiple medical conditions. Those are the only people we're recommending get tested.
And so, Doc, we have heard friends and people we know who have the symptoms, and like you said, their doctor's like, nope, you can't get a test.
That's
and is
right.
That because they don't have any pre-existing conditions, probably?
It's twofold. That's one, but the real reason is because they don't have any tests. They have to ration them and give it where it's most needed. It's almost like wartime, where you can't save everybody. And you have to look at the injuries that they have and say, okay, this is a 60-year-old person. This is a 20-year-old person. The 20-year-old person doesn't have life-threatening injuries, so we're going to save that person. The 60-year-old person has already lived however many years. We can't save everybody. And that's where we are right now.
And that's why we love you, Doc, because that's what we, I don't think, got from the start, the honesty,
right.
The candid conversation. And so
right.
Now I think it's finally sinking in. But people, sadly, got infected, and they were out there infecting other people because they didn't really...
The message was weak, and even now...
We're talking with Dr. Ayla Stanford.
We'll have more on the real deal about the coronavirus. Keep it locked. WHUR.